This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on the Score.
And the pitch on the way. They're swinging a looper, shallow right field. It's a base hit. Here comes Birdie around third. He's going to score the winning run. Cubs win the ball game.
Another slider to Shaw, and just what you wanted him to do. You don't want him to look to pull. You want him to try to shoot this ball the other way. He lets that ball finally get deep to him and just dumps one over the first baseman's head. That's a big moment for a young guy in the league who has been up, back to AAA, and back up to hit a game winner. That's a big moment for Shaw.
Great call of the game winner last night from Pat Hughes and our buddy Ron Coomer. The lineup for today looks like this. Happ in left, Tucker in right. Suzuki's the DH. Pete Kerr-Armstrong is in center. Carson Kelly's going to catch. Michael Busch at first base. Dansby Swanson playing shortstop. Nico Horner playing second, batting eighth, and batting ninth, playing third base. Mr. Shaw.
He's been amazing defensively. And then with the game winner last night and a lot of opposite field power, we asked Craig Counsell earlier today what he's thought of this version of Matt Shaw.
I'm happy for Matt. I mean, I think I'm happy that the player was able to learn something for the process. He's grown through this process, and it's through failure. And we don't want to say, you know, we forget that we got here through failure, right? He did make adjustments. The adjustments have certainly got him back to a better version of himself, but they happened because he failed. And I think that means it's okay to struggle, to fail sometimes, because that's usually a better version comes out on the other side. And I think that's precisely what's happened with Matt. And that's where the best things happen. And Matt's been, you know, he's been a different player. It's pretty, I think everybody could say that since he's been up here. And that's been fun to watch. It's been really fun to watch the true talent of a talented young player come out.
And that's really cool to hear, because it looks like he's different as a person. The way that he's talking and answers questions, like all of it, it seems like he took out of that process what you dream of a kid taking out of that process. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's a very good example. Yeah, I think it's he handled it well. Our player development staff and our major league staff did a wonderful job putting a plan together. And it's fun to see the results of that.
It's really interesting to us how it worked. Like, it seems like down on the farm, he was just kind of allowed to be himself and hit well. And it wasn't until like the last couple games that he implemented the mechanical change that you guys had wanted to see. At least that's what we heard from the reporting. But he was doing it in BP. It's an interesting way to do it. Is rebuilding the confidence and the comfort the first task in something like that?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no easy way to do this. And there's no, I don't think, one playbook to do it. You take these cases a little bit individually. But I think, you know, sometimes you got to wait for the student to be ready a little bit is the best way to say it, right? You got to wait for the time and when is he going to be ready for it? And then this was just the timeline that this took.
If you missed any of our conversation, or all of it, with Craig Counsell from earlier in the show, then you can go back and listen to the Rewind feature, something you can only do on the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score and tap earlier today. I would also recommend the Boog Shambi interview. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
and Boog opened up a little bit about what's been going on with him, why he's missed some games. So it's worth going back and listening with the Rewind feature.
And if you do, you could probably hear this in context or hear it right now, where Craig Counsell talks about the diversified Cubs offense getting it done in lots of different ways.
Well, number one, we have some really fast players. That's number one, and that's helpful in this category for sure when you talk about base running. I think number two, we've got a lot of players that are just enjoy the details and are really engaged in being great base runner and understand the importance it can play. And we've got great feedback just from the games of like it making a difference. And I think all that stuff, and I think our coaches have done a wonderful job. Base running a lot of times is there's some risk to it. So it's like, you know, taking that appropriate risk and knowing that you're going to be wrong sometimes, you're going to make some outs, but it really sets an aggressive mentality. It puts the other team on its heels a little bit, and it's connective for your team. So I think those things have played in our favor, and we've executed a lot of them very well.
Connective for your team. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's a style of play that kind of requires everybody to take part in it, and it's also paying attention to, you have to pay attention to kind of every moment to be able to capture bases and capture the details, and there's some accountability to each other for that.
It's pretty cool. It's a group style of aggressiveness in base running that's contagious.
I thought he was really good talking about that particular subject and then talking about, everyone knows that Pete's going to try and steal that base and yet he's able to steal it. It's really good stuff from Craig Counsell, and you should check the whole thing out on the Rewind function on the Odyssey app. There's stuff that we didn't get to from Jed Hoyer, the president of baseball operations for the Cubs. He spoke, and we didn't get a chance to get to this yesterday, but there's stuff here, and there's a particular question that you wanted answered.
Because Porter Hodge is on the injured list with an oblique muscle. Javier Assad is on the 60-day injured list with an oblique muscle. Ian Happ just went to the injured list for the first time in his life with an oblique muscle. Now Miguel Amaya is out probably until the All-Star break or longer, hopefully
with an
not.
Oblique muscle.
You connected all those dots.
I did.
So it's fair to ask, hey, Jed.
What's up with all this?
Yeah.
We're a rotational sport, and I think that guys are bigger, stronger, faster than they've ever been. So I think that, that's going to lead to rotational injuries. I think that, I don't know this. I mean, for all I know, in the 40s and 50s, guys had tons of obliques that we never heard about. But, like, I think there's a difference in, the strength of these players and how fast they turn and how often they do it. I think that's the nature of it. It's not a fun injury. It's one of those things, you hear it, it's going to be some time. But I don't know if it's avoidable the way guys train. And I think that's the nature of our sport today in general, is that these guys are just bigger, stronger, faster than they used to be. They throw the ball way harder. They hit the ball harder. They're faster. And I think that leads to more injuries. The alternative to that is to not train as hard, not be as strong, not be as fast, not be as good, but that's being weeded out of the game. And so I just think that, like, that's the nature of the way our sport is played now, and I think that that does lead to more soft tissue injuries as you're trying to kind of optimize your body and optimize your performance.
Having said all that, when it happens to your own team, do you look under the hood?
Of course. Yeah, we mean every injury, you do a post-mortem on all the things that we can control. You know, what that player's workload was, what they've been doing in the weight room, you know, like where they are from a workload standpoint. So yeah, every injury we have, we spend a lot of time diagnosing and the issue. Sometimes they happen. Sometimes we can identify something. But in terms of how much we think about these things, it's significant.
I'm glad that they're looking inward on it. I'm glad it's getting discussed. There's a little bit of a, well, Tommy John surgeries happen approach to this idea that guys are just going to be bigger, stronger, faster, and we want them bigger, stronger, faster, so these injuries will happen. There's a little bit of a throw your hands up in the air part of it that
and
makes me...
And wave them like you just don't care.
Right, it makes
and
me,
if you're a square from Delaware, somebody say, oh, yeah.
Man, oh, hell yeah.
Thank you, Les. These oblique muscles don't make me want to party like that. Like, it's really got you going.
Well, the thing is that I'm worried about my oblique when I...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Put my hands in the air and wave them like I just don't care. I want to make sure that everything's going to be okay.
Chad doesn't seem to think there's much that they can do about it.
I think that he said that, but I also think that... I love the follow-up question. Was that Jesse?
Do you look under the hood? Jordan Bastion, I think.
Okay, good. Better reporter. Anyway.
You said it this time.
This time. So I do like that he did that, though, just because you do have to go look and go, wait, do we need to, if we're doing an exercise, can we lower the weight on the exercise, or can we lower the rep? Should we be doing that? Because, like, it's the biomechanical issue of it is difficult. It's the same way that we don't know what the hell is going on with people's elbows.
It's why that good teams have a biomechanics person on staff, or two or three or four, learning about the body. I do love this idea too, that like 40s and 50s might have been full of oblique muscles injuries that just never got reported. Concept.
But then you knew what the issue was. Guys were moving bricks when they weren't playing baseball.
Stop moving bricks.
I'm like, no, I have to move bricks because you don't pay me. That's why I threw the 1919 World Series.
That escalated quickly to some deep wounds that remain.
You'll never get a bobblehead the way you treat us players.
My God. It's like, you got a lot of feelings going on there.
Well, you know me. I've been trying to feel my feelings lately.
Yeah.
It's good to know I still can.
It's important to know. Jed was also asked if extensions are going to get offered, not just for Kyle Tucker, but how about for Pete Crow Armstrong? Were they talked to in the spring, but have they talked since? What's going to happen?
Now is the dreaded extension question period. You know, the standard answer has to be that, we're not going to talk about it.
Right.
But, I mean, there's a lot to be optimistic about, a lot to feel good about here.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. I just think in general, like all those, any negotiations better kept in-house, and I think we'll just do that. But I agree with you.
He specifically said, like, I want to play baseball this year. I thought you said that as well, and then there's kind of, like, reports hinting at...
We're not being honest. I'm kidding. I said we're not being honest. I was kidding. No. I mean, ultimately it leaked out that we did. I mean, we hadn't talked in a couple of weeks when it leaked out when we were in LA, right? And obviously, you know, I think that in general, this is easier to negotiate if it's not out in the media. People aren't speculating on numbers and things like that. You know, even the number that came out about that wasn't right. You know, so. I think that's kind of how we view it, is that the more we can keep things under wraps, the better when it comes to that. It's always a player... The not talking during the season, to me, that's a player-focused thing. Like, you know, I'm not playing. And we can... I mean, I've got time to negotiate if they want. But for a player, if it's going to mess with their head, if it's going to distract them or, you know, make them feel different, then, like, we shouldn't do it. But it's so... To me, not negotiating in season, that's a player thing, not specifically a team thing. But I totally respect guys that feel like they don't want to deal with it in season because, you know, they do feel like it messes with their performance. I get that.
Should we count my no comments on this question? Yeah. See how many we get to in 6 months?
That wasn't a no comment, though.
It was not. I also think that at some point during our show, we should just... play ambient sound from the ballpark.
Oh, it's delightful.
I think we should let everyone know, like, hey, we're going to give you 90 seconds of just the sounds of the ballpark. And here's the thing, Spiegs. Is that the live feed right now?
Hey, Tanny, I thought of you because Jake Eisenberg, who's on this week's episode of the PBP, the Young Royals broadcaster, said that sometimes listeners will come up and say, you know, I had a great nap during your broadcast. I hope you don't mind. And he's like, mind? That means I'm doing my job. He gets it. Jake Eisenberg understands the value of a baseball nap.
Tanny, give me some more of that. We'll lay out. Give me some more of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is they don't know that we're taking this live. Oh, so you know,
sorry.
But let's give you a little taste.
I just wanted to hear a little bit more crack of the bat.
That's actually it. Oh, BP.
That's all you get.
All right, John Benedek on the organ.
Fair enough. Give me what I needed. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So I want to do 10 minutes on the history of Hey Hey Holy Mackerel. At one point,
it'll have to wait until you get back on Friday.
That's probably true. And maybe not even then.
So we have our lead on Friday. Love that. Start blocking this thing out.
It's perfect for after the game.
You know, ever since I told Alex Kuhn that it was a dynamite drop-in, I feel like he's been very quiet. I feel like I shamed him into less drop-ins. I don't want that.
No, I was just enjoying the tranquility of the ballpark noise.
All right, good.
I thought he was a really good overnight host.
Less drop-ins?
Yeah.
It wasn't active enough for me.
That's a good point.
Wasn't
he'd
enough
drop
sound.
In, yeah. And then he'd drop out.
And then there was fewer of them as he went on.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Glad we did this.
Yeah, me too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.